This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Wednesday, October 20, 2010. My Lord and my God. The passage is from Colossians 3. As God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly. In order to live lives worthy of the Lord, we must allow the message of Jesus to take up permanent residence in us and among us. We should start with what Jesus says about himself. In our reading today, he says, I am the bread of life. Jesus also says, I am the light of the world. I am the good shepherd. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way and the truth and the life. I am the true vine. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. And I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. We should remember, too, what was written about Jesus. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all people. Paul adds this about Jesus. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. And we can't forget what Thomas said to the risen Jesus. My Lord and my God. Choose one or two of these phrases and then, for an entire day, repeat them again and again, letting the truth about Jesus dwell in you richly. See what effect that truth has on your life today. Let's pray. Jesus, today we meditate on who you are, the way, the truth, and the life, bread and light, the true vine, the living one. May the truth about you dwell in us richly. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.